We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I'm Brandon Peoples, talking today here with Dave Baker from the Douglas Center and Wyatt Thompson from Parks and Rec, as we get an update on everything going on in the Manhattan Parks and Rec Department, including today is the day for the Parks and Rec Advisory Board that comes up later this afternoon, unless there's been any change to that. Is that right, Wyatt?
Yeah, the Parks and Rec Advisory Board will be meeting in person in the at City Hall at 4:30 today, and their meeting will also be broadcast on the city website and on the Channel 3 news station.
All right. Anything of particular note on that agenda here today?
Well, we don't have any pressing business for the board, and so we're going to use today just to kind of update them on a variety of projects that are ongoing. One of those is the Douglas Rec Center construction that we've been talking about. We did have a beam signing opportunity here last week for city commissioners and members of the Parks and Rec Advisory Board and the Douglas Center Advisory Board. They were able to come on site and tour the building while it's under construction and had a chance to sign their names on one of the steel columns up on the second floor in the fitness room. So I think that was a good opportunity for them to see the progress that's being made and the, you know, the hard work that they all did to help the project, you know, come to fruition. So we were excited to offer that opportunity for them. We'll also be talking about the rec center construction at the Anthony and Eisenhower sites. As you know, those two are tracking a little bit behind the Douglas Center, but still progressing along, you know, pretty well. The Anthony site is the furthest along of those two. And so this is a new recreation center that is being built adjacent to the Anthony Middle School. It'll have four gyms and some public spaces associated with it. And, you know, all the walls are up. They're working on the roof systems right now when they can. It's been a little windy, so they've been kind of slow in that, but they're working on the roof and getting everything kind of buttoned up for weather tight as soon as they can before the winter hits. They've got all the concrete poured. They were working on the mezzanine and the walking track up on the second level and getting that prepared last week and this week. And so just some great progress there. And then over at the Eisenhower site, this will be the same building built next to the Eisenhower Middle School. And they've just started with the metal building construction, so they are vertical there as well, just getting the steel frame for the building up, finalizing utilities. They're also a separate contractor is also building Kirkwood Drive, which will be a new roadway that connects Walters to Marlatt. And that's actually where the middle school or the rec center will be accessed from. So lots of construction activity over at the Eisenhower site as well.
You know, and I know these two projects were going to be relatively big, but I've been surprised just how tall those structures are. What is the actual square footage on those two centers? Do you know?
Oh, they're about close to 40,000 square feet, I believe, each. So yeah, as they're closing them in, I mean, you really now can get a sense of the size of the building and just the space that we're going to have available. So it's definitely exciting.
I don't know, maybe a little early to start scheduling sporting opportunities at these, but these are going to be ready to go at some point next year, right?
Yeah, so these buildings, the Anthony site will open first. It'll be ready around April of 2021, and then the Eisenhower site will be ready, you know, June or July of 2021. So we're finalizing now, you know, plans for staffing and programming and, you know, what hours will be available. And, you know, that'll be a topic that I think we'll want to discuss on a future show, perhaps once we get all those details worked out. But yeah, I mean, there will definitely be opportunities for the public to use these facilities, you know, for individual activities or sports teams or practices. And so just a wide variety of opportunities.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, it, knock on wood, by the time April rolls around, we can schedule events again, because I know how difficult that's been this year. But
it has.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to. I know there's some other opportunities here in Manhattan as well that have been talked about. Johnny Cobb Plaza, I saw some information on that the other day. There was a dedication, or is that coming up? I can't recall.
Well, so that's been a project that that has been ongoing for a while, and I think the finishing touches were put on it last week. The Johnny Cobb committee was able to install some donor plaques on some limestone seating boulders there in front of Johnny. And there's two plaques, one that kind of describes the original construction of Johnny Cobb and recognizes the people that were involved in that construction, and then a second plaque that recognizes the 2019 efforts by the Johnny Cobb committee to fundraise and construct the plaza. And so, you know, the work there is done now. So we've got the plaza with the sunflower petals on it, you know, some storyboard signage that, you know, tells some of the stories of Johnny and why he's our local folk hero. And now the some landscaping, and then the addition of the donor plaques was what happened last week.
Okay. So you can go check that out next time you're at City Park. That's a pretty neat structure to see there, and it's neat to see how that's all kind of come together. There's been some other things in the work as well. The Sunset Zoo is getting quite a nice expansion.
They are. The Expedition Asia project is about to be underway. We got authorization from the city commission a couple of weeks ago to proceed with that construction. We'll be working with KBS constructors out of Topeka. They just completed a big expansion at the Topeka Zoo, and so they'll be sending their crews over to Sunset Zoo here this month to begin work on Expedition Asia, which will be three new exhibits for the zoo. There'll be tigers, sloth bears, and leopards, and it's going to be the biggest animal exhibit construction that Sunset Zoo has ever undertaken, and so we're very excited to get that project underway, and it'll take, you know, 10 or 11 months, so it'll be next summer before everything is completed, but once it is, the standards of animal care will be increased. The space the animals have will be increased significantly over what they have now. And then the viewing opportunities for the public to see those animals will be better. There's some opportunities for additional areas for staff to work with those animals. And so it's just going to be a great thing overall for the zoo and the supporters there. So that project was had significant fundraising from the community, led by the Sunset Zoo Trust, and you know they raised over half of the money necessary to build that project. So just very, very excited for the community to get to see the results of that work.
And I know the Sunset Zoo is just a kind of an olive branch of everything that's important here to the Manhattan Parks and Rec, but I imagine when that progresses, we'll see probably some more marketing towards that, because that's going to be something I think is going to draw people from outside the community to Manhattan.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think it's such a major project, and I know Melissa Kirkwood there at the zoo, the community relations officer there, marketing officer, will be sending out updates to trust board members, to FOS members, and to the community, you know, through the Facebook page and their website, maybe some email blast as the work starts. So yeah, definitely look for some updates on that project as we get started.
All right. Definitely a cool project. There's a lot of neat stuff going on right now in the community with relations to the parks. I believe the Discovery Center, they've also got some neat stuff going on with their animation land, I believe is what it's called. So there's opportunities.
They just opened up a new temporary exhibit, and so I'd encourage everybody to check that out. It looks like a fun one.
All right, great stuff. Wyatt, anything else that we have to look forward to here from the Parks Department?
Well, you know, if I could go back to the middle school rec center projects here for just one second, we do have an opportunity for the public to get involved with that work there. In each of the buildings at the Anthony Rec Center and the Eisenhower Rec Center, we have an opportunity for four photo murals, is kind of what we're calling them at this point. And so we're gathering up our photos from the city and photos from Riley County Historical Society. And we're asking the community to share their photos with us as well. And then we'll gather up all these photos and then, you know, work them into these art displays that will be on the first floor, you know, in the customer service area. So right as you walk into and see into the lobby, there'll be some opportunity to see some of these photos. And then upstairs on the walking track, we've got another mural planned. And so we're looking for photos, you know, that represent community recreation. And so, you know, that could be a park and rec program that you or your family were involved in. That could be, some other type of community gathering or special event that you attended, that you were a part of. That could be, you know, current events. They could be historic and, you know, from as far back as you can possibly have photos. You know, we'd love to have a wide variety of images that just capture, you know, the people, the places, the activities that in that spirit of community recreation that can become part of these recreation centers. So we have some information about that on the Parks and Rec Facebook page, as well as at mhkprd.com. And I think we are looking to get those photo submittals here by this week. We've had a call out for a couple weeks now, so this is the last week to submit those images. But we would sure love the community to participate in that with us.
All right, and there's information on that on the MHKPRD website. Go up there and you can submit your photos. There's some rules as to how big of a resolution and everything, and you can find all that online. That's going to be neat. I can't wait to see these three rec centers open. It's going to be fun. I was just talking to Dave during the break that I need to drive over and see the Douglas Center. It's been a while since I've driven over there. I need to get some photos, so I'll be checking that out here probably later today. But kudos to you guys on that project. It's going to be a wonderful addition, I think, to our community. It's coming along nicely from what I hear.
Yeah, it is. We should be ready. You know, construction will be completing at the Douglas Rec Center, you know, sometime in December. And then we're planning a grand opening in January. So we're very excited to share that with the community.
All right. Dave, did you have anything else you want to add here this morning?
I think we've covered it all. And I'm just looking forward to these facilities being able to serve this community in a way that people are not going to realize until we have them.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. And again, a reminder that park board agenda, or the park board meets tonight, and that is at 4 o'clock?
They meet at 4:30.
4:30, okay. And you can go to City Hall if you want to attend that and get up to date on the advisory board. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Brandon.
All right. That's Wyatt Thompson, who is the assistant director of the Manhattan Parks and Rec Department, and Dave Baker from the Douglas Center, the director out there, our guests here this morning on In Focus. A great opportunity. If you haven't driven by any of these rec centers, be sure to check it out. I live right next to Anthony, and so I see it every day, and I drive by Eisenhower every morning on my way to work. So neat to see those projects come into fruition. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, it's City Day. We'll be getting an update from City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. They'll join us for the hour tomorrow. We'll also, later in the week, a lot of great guests. We've got the fire department. We've got USD 383 scheduled to join us. We're going to hear from the Manhattan Public Library yet this week. We're also going to hear from Fort Riley. And I've got a Wamego teacher who's getting a pretty nice honor who will be on our show Thursday. So be looking forward to that. Her name is Carrie Holler, and then Via Christi and T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter scheduled for this Friday. That's kind of a sneak peek of what's coming up later on in the week. That's going to do it for today's In Focus. I'm Brandon Peoples.